Welcome to another Wednesday night Bible study where together we study the scriptures line upon line. This evening, God willing, we'll cover Joshua chapter 21. I'm on the road traveling and I couldn't access their internet, so I'm actually doing this on my hopefully would have a problem, and it's looking good so far. So let me open with a word of prayer and then let's get into the study for tonight. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. We're just in awe of your faithfulness. We thank you so much, God, for who you are, your character, your chesed, your loving kindness to Israel, and ultimately to all mankind. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We ask you to deepen our understanding of your word and to bless our study tonight. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, brethren, greetings, and let me go ahead. Normally would check to make sure I'm coming through loudly and clearly, and Pastor Murray is usually very quick to let me know. And again, thank you to Pastor Murray and Pastors Murray for the count to Pentecost, getting very, very, very close. Let me share my screen. Very good. I want to just start here. Last week we were in Joshua chapter 20, and we were looking at the cities of refuge that had to be given to the Levites. There were six cities of refuge, but overall 48 cities were to be given to the Levites. And we see here the instruction of Moses, number 35, verse 6. And among the cities which you shall give the Levites, there shall be six cities for refuge. That's what we saw last week. Which you shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee there. To them you shall add 42 cities. So six cities of refuge first, then another 42 cities. So chapter 21 is the other 42 cities. All the cities which you shall give to the Levites, them shall you give their suburbs. And the city you shall give children of Israel. Children of Israel have inherited the land, they've inherited all the cities, but then they have to, out of their inheritance, give 48 cities to the Levites. And so the Levites don't have any land, but they these cities within the tribes. From them that have many, I'll give many. But from them that have few, he'll give of his city, Levites, according to his inheritance, which he inherits. So this could be a problem if I am selfish and I've inherited this land and it's all mine, and why do I have to give any of it away? But if I do, then I don't have Levitical leadership and instruction in my land, then So we're going to see here the brethren are generous and they're happy to give the cities to the Levites. Who gets the cities? We'll see here from Genesis 46 and verse, the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. So these are his sons that need to inherit the land. Joshua 21 and verse 1. Joshua 21 and verse 1. Then the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest. And so they've conquered the land, subdued it, they have divided it, and they have given the cities of refuge. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of their fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan. So this place name is where they've placed the tabernacle. This is a very spiritual and God-ordained decision, saying, Jehovah commanded by the heads to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. So just what we read in Numbers. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance. at the commandment of Jehovah, these cities and their suburbs. And the law came out for the families of the Kohathites. These getters first, and the children of Aaron the priest, which were of the Levites, so clearly a upper class of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, so they get from Judah, and tribe of Simeon, out of the tribe of Benjamin, all that is in the south, 30s. And the rest of the children of Kohath, so there's these sort of, I don't want to say elite, but separated from Aaron, and then the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. So they're in the north, so 13 cities, 10 cities. Now we have another clan. And the children of Gershon had by lot, remember they're casting lots to figure out who gets what, in Shiloh, out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of half, out of the half tribe of Manasseh in Shan, 13 cities. And then finally, the children of Merari, by their out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs. They need the suburbs for their cattle, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities, which are here mentioned by name. So they've allotted them, now we're going to hear the names of this. Which the children of the family of the Kohathites, who were the children of Levi, had, for theirs was the lot. Of course, this is where the high priests come from, so they are given priority status. And they give them the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And I believe that's the city that's given to Caleb. So this city is given to the Mohathites, with the suburbs thereof round. But the fields of the city and the village thereof gave they to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. So again, that was right at the beginning, bringing their city from what the cities that were given to Judah. So they get the city and the suburbs, which is what Moses said, but the fields and the villages are Caleb's. Thus they gave to the children the priest of Hebron, with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for them. We read that last week. And Libna with her, and Jatir with her suburbs, and Estimoah with her suburbs, and Holon with her suburbs, and Debir with her suburbs, and Ain with her suburbs, and Jutta with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs, and those tribes. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with her suburbs, Gibeon suburbs, and the Thoth suburbs, and Elon with her suburbs, four cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their suburbs. So we heard that already, and then they just give us the names. Families of the children of Kohath, the Levite which remained of the children of Kohath, so Aaron's tribe was separated, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim, to a city of and Gezer with her suburbs, and Kidaim with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, four cities, and out of the tribe of Dan, Elteka with her suburbs, Gibbethon with her suburbs, On with her suburbs, Gathrimon with her suburbs, four cities, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with her suburbs, Gathrimon with her suburbs, two cities. All the cities were 10 with their suburbs for the families of the children of Kohath that remained. And unto the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, out of the other half of Manasseh, they gone in Bashan, with suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer. And Terah, with her suburbs, two cities. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishon, with her suburbs, Ara, with her suburbs, Jarmuth, with her suburbs, Enganim, with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal, with her suburbs, Abdon, with her suburbs, Elkath, with her suburbs, and Rehob, with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee, with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Hazor, with her suburbs, and Kartan, with her three cities. All the cities of the Knights, according to their families, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And unto the families of the children of Merari, so this is the third clan, the rest of the Levites out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with her suburbs, and Karta with her suburbs, Dimna with her suburbs, Nahalal with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Reuben, Bizar with her suburbs, and Jahaza with her suburbs, Kedemoth with her suburbs, Mepha with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Mahanaim with her suburbs, Heshbon with her suburbs, Gazer with her suburbs, four cities in all. So all cities of the children of Merari, by their families, which were the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. So verse 41 shows us that Joshua led them exactly, precisely what God wanted them to do through Moses. These cities were everyone with their suburbs round about them. Thus were all these cities. So that's very important that they get the suburbs as well. Again, it kind of acts as a buffer zone. But also Levites, who will have a lot of cattle for the offerings, etc., that will be raised and fed in the suburbs, and then they have the cities proper. That is the allotment to Levi. They don't get any land, but they get these cities sprinkled throughout the land as really education centers and worship centers, so that the whole land stays godly. And the Lord, verse 43, gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. So God has done his part. He promised the fathers that they would inherit this land. They've inherited it now. They didn't do their part, which was to completely cleanse the land of the filth of the Canaanites. They weren't to spare any of them, get rid of, this was God's punishment of the Canaanites. Instead of doing that, they were dwelling with them. And so we're going to get into the catastrophe, or we've already studied the catastrophe, but what follows Joshua is the catastrophe of Judges. And then what follows Judges is the catastrophe that the prophets come and just continue to warn against until it's too late. And then they are punished severely. But God never breaks covenant. They're the ones who are breaking covenant. God does not. So he's come through, and he has done everything he said he would do. And that's what Joshua is going to say next. And Jehovah gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers. This is a real important that God is faithful. Everything he promises, he does. A man of all their enemies before them, the Lord into their hand. Now, the Lord delivered enemies into their hand, yes. What they did as a result of the Lord delivering the enemies into their hand is the question. So God gave them the upper hand, delivered the enemies into their hand. They were to completely remove them. They didn't do that. The Lord delivered the enemies into their hand. Yes, there was a lot of slaughter, and the enemies quaked and were terrified. And at the same time, they started to enter agreements, started to enslave the people and keep them around. and that was a problem. But God did his part. There failed not anything. There failed not aught of any good thing which Jehovah had spoken unto him. All came to pass. Everything came to pass. So this is really important that we see that this conclusion of the matter isn't made until the Levites get their land. So it's really, this is a really faith of Israel coming into the land. Even the people, even the 2.5 tribes that were on the east side of the Jordan to land with their brothers, and they fought alongside them to capture the land and ensure that they were at risk the way they were on the east side of the Jordan. And Joshua said, you have fulfilled everything. You can now go back. There was a bit of a fear there, like, oh, you know, we're good with our land. We're not going to go into the land and fight. They did go in, and they fought with their brothers. And then Joshua put together this massive army and just took over the land. And then he pushed them to go in deeper and claim their land. And they did that. And God gave them the victory. And so now the whole land has been settled. Unfortunately, in the land, there's still Amorites in the land. But God did everything that he said he would do. So that brings us to the end of the sort of logistical allotment of the land. And now what we need to do is just to start to understand what are the implications of all of this for Israel and for the covenant. So a bit of a short today. As I say, I'm on the road, but God willing, begin to wrap up this book over the next couple of weeks, 24 chapters, and God willing, we'll cover chapter 22, at least chapter 22 next week. God bless.